Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are talking with Arthur Sturbco, real estate analyst here in the Metro New Orleans area. And Arthur, a growing problem in real estate, and I'm just wondering, is this really happening? Baby boomers and retirees, they sometimes build these large dream houses only to find out that fewer people are wanting to buy those. Is that something you're seeing? And if so, what's the reason for that?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. Certainly on the resales, we're seeing that probably more so than on the new construction. On the resales, the property taxes have changed. The amount of deductibility on some of these properties has changed in many of the locations. So you can't deduct all the property taxes that you're used to unless you're in certain categories. So that's made a little bit of a difference in some of the eastern and some of the southern areas. But probably the biggest thing that's probably changed is while we're still selling a lot of those larger homes, they're usually custom built. People usually want to build their own dream home, maybe not necessarily share someone else's ideas. So we're seeing, probably a little bit of a slowdown in some of the upscale properties, except in the high iconic areas that are always going to be extremely desirable, like the Garden District, Old Metairie, those kinds of areas. They've always held their appeal for folks. But you're correct. A lot of the younger folks who have been lucky enough to make some good money, they're looking to spend money maybe not so much on the biggest house right now, but on travel, on some other luxuries, not necessarily real estate.
Here's what I'm wondering, too. So these baby boomers, they build these houses, and I suppose what happens is they find out maybe these homes are too big for them. They try to sell them, and then they can't. But bottom line is they're too big for them at that stage of their life, right?
That's a common problem. I mean, they built it when, they had maybe teenagers in the house, and now the kids are off at college, or they're empty nested. They have their own families right now, or they moved out of state, and they were expecting them to come back and visit them a lot more often, and they're not. So there's a lot of reasons why people have slowed down with the major houses, the large houses across the country, not just here in Louisiana.
And then when you're talking about these people who want their own ideas, I guess these days with houses being built, there are so many different ways a house can be built, and not everybody has the same goals in mind.
Yes, I've seen houses that are, $1 million, $2 million, and there's, two bedrooms, and it's like, really?
Oh.
That's all they wanted. Trying to find someone else who shares that same type of lifestyle is pretty rare. So, if the homes are built so that they're attractive to a large swath of the population and not so highly customized, then they'll sell pretty quickly. But you've got some properties that have some really unusual color schemes or really decorating schemes. And, some folks have just had a lot of money and really didn't really know how to spend it fast enough, and maybe overdid some things in the houses, and now they can't get the money back out of it.
Right.
So they may have built it for $1.5 million or $2 million, and maybe it's only worth $800,000 to $900,000. They just built it for themselves, but it's going to be real tough to recapture all the dollars they put into it.
Mr. Sturbco, I really appreciate it. Anything you want to add? I may have missed asking.
No, the housing market is still very solid overall, so it's still a great time to buy a house. There's no problems with it. And one other thing is, with those large homes on the market, it's a buyer's market. So it's a good time to go pick up somebody else's dream.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.